Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, the Metro National Dialogue, 5 years gone down memory lane, what balance sheet? A local vigilante group in Gora in the East Region have received the sum of 10 million CFA francs from the head of state to assist the families of three of theirs who died in 2023 in the exertion of their duty. Translators and interpreters throughout the national territory joining the celebration of the World Translation Day today amidst challenges in today's digital era. And in sports, the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Chantal Biya Cycling Tour of Cameroon kicks off tomorrow from Koteng through Nangaiboko in the Center Region. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. It is 5 years today since the Major National Dialogue kicked off in Yaoundé, becoming the biggest gathering of Cameroonians at home and abroad, invited by the President of the Republic to discuss ways to end the socio-political upheavals in the Northwest and Southwest regions. Among the recommendations was the reconstruction and development of the two regions placed under a presidential plan, a plan which Albert Njembonde says is a mark of goodwill from President Paul Biya.
It was an opportunity the nation and the world was waiting for. A lot of blood had flowed, and President Paul Biya had offered a platform for Cameroonians residing in Cameroon and abroad to seek Cameroonian solutions to Cameroonian problems.
Allah, forgive us our sins.
Come, O Lord, and give us a heart to forgive, to love one another.
We thought that maybe this country is going to separate, but we see that it's something that can never separate. We are your children. You push to forgive us and take us back.
The young, the old, the famous and the infamous, those of the governing class like the governed, attended to make their voices heard, including some of the key actors like repentant separatists and observers of the happenings. Beyond the form of state, every other issue could be discussed without taboo.
We don't have to stay at one point and always think that problems. There is always a solution. And I'm very grateful and thankful for the head of state, because it's an opportunity also for many people who have wonderful ideas, who have things that they wish should be happening in their country from the diaspora.
I'm coming here with a lot of expectation. Only those who don't talk together cannot reach an agreement.
8 committees were set up to discuss the key issues, from education to the justice system, bilingualism to decentralization, demilitarization to the return and welfare of IDPs and refugees. From day one, it became obvious the key voices were suggesting a special status for the Northwest and Southwest regions in line with the Constitution based on their specificity and history.
The destiny and relevance of the contributions collected through different channels on the instructions of the head of state have enabled me to appreciate the eagerness of our compatriots to work in one way or another to restore social peace.
As if they knew, for eminent personalities like Nijon Frundi, Christian Cardinal Tumi, His Majesty Mbombonjoya, Fon Mokete and Dakule Daisala, it was their last major effort to reconcile the country.
We are convinced that during this dialogue, the truth should prevail.
This to me is very, very important consultations that will map the future of this country. Mapping the future we see before us, the children. And these are the children dying in the bushes from both sides.
Most attendees were happy that Cameroonians could talk to each other and saw it as an opportunity not to miss to get a peace deal.
Senior reporter Albert Njembonde. Victims of the Anglophone crisis have expressed their desire for peace through a photo exhibition in Yaoundé organized by the Pirates Fathers in collaboration with the U.S. Embassy. The exhibition featured works by a U.S. storyteller, Emily Pina, as part of the Planting Peace project, which used children's arts and storytelling to promote sustainable peace in Cameroon, aligning with the International Day of Peace. Key government officials officials, including the ministers of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Wona, and Marie-Theresa Bena-Ondoa of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Other attendees include Minister Felix Mbayu, representing the Commonwealth, and various diplomatic representatives. The U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, now highlights the significance of the event.
The U.S. Embassy has worked very closely with the Pierrist Fathers and with the Apostolic Nunciature to put on this exhibit today for Planting Peace, which is a photo exhibition of photographs taken by an American photographer named Emily Pina, who has lived here in Yaoundé for a number of years. And what she and the Pierrist Fathers organized was for her to go and take pictures of young children in the West, in the Northwest, in the Southwest, and get their impressions of what peace means to them and why peace is important. So what all of us wanted to do was to put this exhibition up, to bring a message of peace, and to focus on children, to focus on the children's faces, to focus on the children's hopes and dreams. If you read the words that accompany the photographs, peace is the absence of war. Peace is when your brothers and sisters and parents are not killed. Peace is when you can go to school and know you will come home again. This is what we should all be working for, and to hear it from the voices and see it in the faces of children is particularly important.
In more news, Governor Jean Abate Di has urged councillors of the North Regional Assembly to be rigorous and pragmatic as they deliberate on key development issues aimed at improving the livelihood of inhabitants of the region. The region's chief executive was speaking as he chaired the opening of the second ordinary session to evaluate the level of execution of the 2024 budget in Garoua. Julius Neba reports.
For the 2 days that the councillors of the North Regional Assembly are expected to be in conclave, top on their agenda is pegged on issues related to the provision of basic social amenities in the areas of health, agriculture, and potable water, to name these. The president of the North Regional Assembly, Umaru Usmanu, substantiates.
We have to evaluate what has been done with regards to the budget that was voted for the year, and to report to the deliberative body on the level of the implementation of this deliberation, difficulties encountered, and the measures proposed to improve upon the results.
Chairing the session, Governor Jean Abate Idi encouraged the regional councillors to strictly carry out the midterm evaluation with the well-being of the population at heart and within the ambit of the law, a stance corroborated by the president, Umaru Usmanu.
They have to patiently examine the report, which evokes observations, pitfalls, and makes suggestions geared towards improving our performance. They have to be pragmatic as they identify these solutions and propose sustainable ways through which they will be implemented for the benefit of our population.
Given the poor performance the region recorded at the level of secondary education state exams, the councillors will hold consultations with education stakeholders in the region in a bid to chart a better way forward. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
We stay in the North region, where a workshop to school, local council authorities and health officials in the North region on the rules and regulations that will henceforth facilitate the decentralization process in Cameroon has taken place in Garoua. The workshop, chaired by the North Regional Governor Jean Abate Di, will place all the actors on the same level of understanding based on the 2019 public health law. Details with Mercy Ashu Nyabewe in Garoua.
It is no longer lamentations and painful travel experiences when people talk about the Babaji-Bamenda road. Those are now mentioned in the past.
No, it was too bad. We have potholes, vehicles, even bicycles will not circulate. I know that this road has not yet been done through, but at this present juncture, the road is perfectly done.
On a daily basis, vehicles pass through the road in their numbers with ease. And Felicia Awanji, who is a businesswoman at the border locality known as Matazem, says she now does her business with ease and comfort.
Because of the road, we are not having dust again. We are very happy. Before, when we were going to Bamenda, it would take about 1 hour, 30 minutes. But now, just 30 minutes, Matazem, you have reached Bamenda.
Although the 52-kilometer project is quite valuable for the growth of socio-economic activities in the country as a whole, the largely farming community of the Center Subdivision in particular are heaving a sigh of relief.
We are farmers and we have to transfer our farm input to the market. So it has facilitated us now to move freely, I mean, from security at least.
the population is anxiously expecting works to be finalized on the Akum section linking Matazim and Welcome to Bamenda, and the lot from Welcome to Bamenda passing through Ecole de Champion to Amumezam. Mercy Kosi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
That's rather a report by Mercy Kosi in the Northwest region following the tarring of the Akum Matazim stretch of road. In the meantime, mayors in the Northwest have appealed to competent authorities in the Ministry of Public Health to re-establish the yearly financial allocation referred to as credit cards, which in previous years enabled the municipal authorities to pay the salaries of medical personnel recruited by councils in the region during an event in Bamenda to evaluate the state of decentralization in the region's health sector. The mayors lamented that some of the medical workers have not been paid for several months, thereby creating a tense working environment. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from CRTV Northwest.
Mayor Bango Heli of Andek regrets that 23 health workers recruited by the council are not regularly paid.
We received credit cards for 2022-2023, but unfortunately 2024, no credit card came. And these workers are there effectively working, but on no salary.
As such, the subdirector of primary health care in the health ministry, Dr. Idrisu Mboy, reassures that the suspended funding could be re-established.
Positive decision may be taken, especially for the case of the Northwest, where almost all the health facilities are empty, don't have personnel.
On this count, Northwest Governor Adovlile Lafik describes decentralization in the region as effective.
The regional assembly is now directly involved in the health domain and have received means to take care of the health at the level of the region and headquarters of the division.
Sources hint that about 1.2 billion CFA francs have been transferred by government to the region's health sector. Killer Valerie Salah, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Health stakeholders and municipal authorities in the far north have laid the groundwork for the efficient management of funds allocated for the region's decentralized health sector. This was during a regional workshop in Marwa, wherein the mayors expressed concerns over limited budgets, poor communication among stakeholders, and shortage of trained medical personnel. Faith Nguang reports from CRTV Far North.
Decentralization in the health sector, a call for concern in the Far North region. Health stakeholders and municipal authorities have brainstormed on how to go about the management of available funds to enable the population benefit effectively in the face of difficulties raised by mayors. Charles Yomdoy, head of the follow-up unit at the Ministry of Public Health.
We discuss and we share ideas. Some of the ideas was to get the feedback of the actors on the field and difficulties they can face.
The come together, marked by various exposés to bring clarity to the table, turned out to be an eye-opener. Carmo Jean-Claude is the mayor of Dacheka.
When we learn and we discuss, it permits us really to contribute to ameliorate the living condition of our population. We learn the procedure and we appreciate how the Ministry of Health take care of the local government.
In a region as vast as the Far North, decentralization in the health sector would ensure that health services are more responsive, inclusive, and aligned with the community's socio-cultural context. Marwa, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
Away from that, four gangmen specialized in burglary, petty thefts, and swindling have been presented to the population of Mbalmayo today. The gang fell into the drug nets of the police after making away with over 3 million CFA francs from a money transfer post in Mbalmayo Central on the 28th of September 2024. Karen Kubong completes that story.
The first three suspects, Jeff Yo Abosolo, 22, and Nestor Vula Abosolo, 19, both biological brothers, as well as Serge Awumu Amugu, 21, were apprehended in Mbalmayo on the 22nd of September after 4 days of investigations by all three police commands in Mbalmayo. The three then provided insight that helped the police to track down the gang leader, Marcelin Gandongo, 29, who had already returned to his base in the Kondingi neighborhood in Yaoundé. According to the head of the Mbalmayo Central Police Post, Senior Superintendent of Police Didier Cedric Atangana, the suspect had taken time to study the work schedule at an Orange Money sales point, mastering when workers take a break or balance accounts to switch shifts.
That operation takes place around 1 p.m. At this time, those people are used to rest, are going back home.
The senior superintendent regrets the academic profiles of the ones he describes as bright young men wasting their lives in crime.
The leader of that group has a master's in public law in University of Swa. The other one is doing a BSc in economics in Swa. We have a little boy who just obtained baccalaureate.
Senior Superintendent of Police Didier Cedric Atangana has applauded the collaboration of the population of Mbalmayo, calling on inhabitants of the area to continue assisting the police to better protect them.
When we are working with population, it's better for us to fight against criminality.
The four suspects, two of whom were on a mission to mobilize the sum of 5 million CFA francs for visas to Canada, are currently in custody pending legal proceedings.
In the same vein, bow and arrow fighters who form a local vigilante group in Gura East region have received the sum of 10 million CFA francs from His Excellency President Paul Biya to assist the families of three of theirs who died in May 2023 while protecting the people. The money was handed over to them in cash in the presence of top administrative authorities and representatives of the bow and arrow warriors. Our reporter Benin Akame Ondua reports from CRTV East.
After the tragic night that claimed the lives of three bow and arrow warriors in the Ngura subdivision, who died while trying to free some of theirs from the hands of kidnappers, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, decided to extend a hand of solidarity by sending some assistance to the bereaved family, those who were wounded in the encounter, as well as funds to better equip this local vigilante. Grigoire Vongo, East Governor. They should know that the head of state, President Paul Biya, is aware of their efforts in protecting people and their property in the East region in general and the northern part of the Lomanjerem in particular.
Department du Lomanjerem.
Considering the fact that insecurity is still a major concern in Gura, the money will go a long way to assist the vigilante group secure the village from insurgents. Boubacari Amadou, president of the vigilante group.
Je remercie.
We thank President Paul Biya. This money is proof that our efforts do not go in vain.
Des actions vaines.
Is Governor Grigoire Vongo, while appreciating the gesture, called on the beneficiaries to use the money wisely for the good of the population. Petwa, Benet Akame Ondua, CRTV.
As you heard in one of our lead stories, today is the World Translation Day. Translators in Cameroon join their colleagues across the globe to discuss the future of their profession around the theme Translation and Art Worth Protecting, Moral and Material Rights for Indigenous Languages. In Yaoundé, members of the Association of Professional Translators and Interpreters of Cameroon, APTIC, organize an event around the theme Translation and Art Worth Protecting within the diplomatic setting. This was at the Ministry of External Relations. Our in-depth section of the news focuses on the profession. The use of the two official languages, French and English, within public offices in the Adamawa region is to an extent effective, as officials put it, efforts each day to either translate official documents or communicate in both languages. The aim, they say, is to guarantee fair access to information and public services for all. Elvis Wajibanya of CRTV Adamawa in the following report takes us to some public administrations to see how this concept is put into practice.
Communicating, informing and providing information in French and English is an obligation in public offices in Cameroon. In the town of Ngaoundéré, the head of the Adamawa Delegation of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Ametiza Zabagai, is mobilizing others to make this concept a reality.
The translation is not quite totally effective here in our delegation, but some of the documents are translated. But we are making an effort to translate some.
within other delegations. There are ongoing efforts to strictly implement the law on translation, and this generates joy and satisfaction among users, who now admit to being at the same level of information as everyone else.
Most of the documents are signed by the minister, and every document who is signed by the minister are both in French and English. We have decided to send everybody to the bilingual center.
To accompany and support individuals and legal entities in the process, the state has in recent years created regional linguistic centers to train administrators and other individuals in the use of French and English. Erlis Wajibanya, CRTV News, Ngaoundiri.
Translators and interpreters in Cameroon face a number of challenges, especially in today's digital era, where everyone can use online applications such as Google Translate to obtain documents in a language of their choice. Patience Wingo comments.
Cameroon stands out as one of the few countries globally where the recruitment of translators is an official policy, following in the footsteps of nations like Canada. This emphasis on the translation profession reflects the country's bilingual nature, with both English and French serving as official languages. Professional translators play a crucial role in facilitating effective communication among individuals, public institutions, and private enterprises. One of the oldest training institutions for experts in the domain, the Advanced School of Translators and Interpreters AST, has been pivotal in cultivating skilled professionals who serve not only within Cameroon, but also in international contexts. According to experts from the Association of Professional Translators and Interpreters APTIC, Cameroon boasts a substantial pool of trained and qualified translators capable of producing high-quality documents in both official languages. As globalization and digitization accelerate, specialized translators face a burgeoning demand for services tailored to a rapidly evolving digital landscape. While numerous online applications exist for translation, experts assert that the nuanced understanding and context provided by human translators remain irreplaceable. Certain complexities can only be navigated by a human brain, emphasizing the ongoing relevance of trained professionals in this field. The rise of the digital age has triggered an explosion of online content, including websites, social media, and video streaming, leading to an unprecedented demand for swift and precise translations. This surge has prompted many to believe they can step into the role of translators. However, the challenge for APTIC members is to continually highlight the critical contributions of professional translators.
Over 1,500 professional translators are active in Cameroon, with a majority employed by public administrations to ensure documents are available in both English and French. Our guest on the 7 p.m. news is Amel Fosse, the president of the Association of Professional Translators and Interpreters of Cameroon, APTIC. Patience Wingo spoke with him in the following excerpt of an interview in which he discusses this year's theme.
The theme for this year talks about the preservation of the art of translating. Translation has been identified as a craft, as an art. This decision was made by the International Federation of Translators, recognizing the work of translators as a work that can be covered by copyrights, because translators do movies, they translate novels, and so on and so forth. And they didn't have any copyright for their work. So now, their work is also covered by copyrights, just like any other.
How do you control online activities? What happens in cases where you have lots of amateurs encroaching into the domain of translation?
AI will never replace a professional translator. And the consumers of translation who feel that the translator can be replaced by the AI is either somebody who is totally alien to language quality or to content, or somebody who is just an adventurous person. I don't feel that our profession is threatened in any way by AI, because you will never replace the human touch in translation. AI will not take into account issues regarding style, terminology in some context. It is artificial intelligence. With human intelligence, you have a lot of nitty-gritties and so many things, you know, to take into account. as you are translating. In translation, we convey meaning. We don't just convey words. And now for you to convey meaning, you have to change some words totally.
If we have to merge the translator of the classical era and a translator who finds his or herself in the digital era function.
Before AI, we had computer-assisted tools for translation, like Trados, like WordFast, like Multiterm, and so on and so forth. They help the translator to do the job. They don't do the job for the translator. It's the same thing.
What is your association doing to follow up that most of our organizations, administrations, public ones like private ones are doing to make use of professional translators?
In every central administration, that is ministries, you...
Amel Fosse, the president of the Association of Professional Translators and Interpreters of Cameroon, APTIC. In the meantime, traditional rulers of the Ndelele subdivision in the East region have been called upon to continue preserving their cultural heritage and pass down their ancestral knowledge to the younger generation so as to limit the influence of Western cultures. The president of the National Anti-Corruption Commission and elite of the division, Reverend Dr. Jodene Masigans, was addressing these chiefs during a sensitization meeting in the locality. Tala LT reports.
The small village of Banga in the Kade division hosted the ninth sensitization caravan of traditional rulers initiated by Reverend Dr. Masigams, a member of the elite and president of CONAC.
Deux objectifs majeurs.
Two main objectives. First, to let the world know that the Kako chiefdoms are well structured, and also we want to brainstorm with these traditional rulers on how to preserve our cultural heritage.
Gardien de la tradition.
Speaking in the Kako dialect, Reverend Dr. Masigams delivered exposés to the over 30 traditional rulers present on how to better manage their various chiefdoms. His Majesty Raphael Beliha is a traditional ruler. It is a pleasure for us to see that some aspects of our culture which had been relegated to the backstage are being reinstated. We also use this opportunity to lay down some problems with the chiefs face. While visiting stands where some colonial relics as well as artisanal objects of the Kako people were displayed, Reverend Dr. Masigams reminded them that peace remains a virtue which must be preserved at all cost. Tala LT, CRTV News, Ndelele.
On to sports, the 24th Grand Prix Chantal Biya Cycling Tour of Cameroon begins tomorrow with 11 cycling teams drawn from Africa and Europe set to compete in the first lap from Koteng to Nangaiboko in the center region. All 11 cycling teams have been presented at a ceremony in Minta today, presided over by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwelekombi. CRTV Special Envoy to the race course, Ben Collis Nyemberwo, has the details.
The 24th edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Grand Prix is here, and excitement is building up. The ceremony at Minta, presided over by Minister Narcisse Mwelekombi of Sports and Physical Education, marked the official presentation of the 24 competing teams, including Nigeria's national team. One of Nigeria's cyclists confidently declared that they are not in Cameroon for a leisurely safari trip, implying they are ready to give in their all and compete at the highest level.
This is the first time I'm happy to be here. We got ambitions. Everybody came here for one purpose, which is to win.
The competition will kick off this Tuesday morning in Koteng, with cyclists tackling the first lap from Koteng through Nangaiboko and back to Minta in the Upper Sanaga division of the Central Region. As a renowned cycling event in Africa, the Chantal Biya International Cycling Grand Prix has attracted top teams from Europe and Africa that will, for the next 5 days, compete for the successor of Algerian cyclist Yazin Hamza, who is part of the competition this year. Breeze Song, Ben Collins Nyoiberwo, CRTV News, on the race course.
And onto this press release, the Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasized realizes that non-compliance with his filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service, +237 691 881 881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. And that's the end of the 7 p.m. news. But before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. The major national dialogue, 5 years gone down memory lane, what balance sheets. A local vigilante group in Gora in the East region have received the sum of 10 million CFA francs from the head of state to assist the families of three of theirs who died in 2023 in the exertion of their duty. Translators and interpreters throughout the national territory joined in the celebration of the World Translation Day today amidst challenges in today's digital era. And the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Chantabia Cycling Tour of Cameroon kicks off tomorrow from Koteng through Nangaiboko in the Central Region. The 7 p.m. news was presented by Elizabeth Mbombonen Agbor.